体。
Going to hear 10 short statements. Each will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the answer which is closest in meaning to the statement you hear.
1. It's 4:45. We have 15 minutes to get to the airport.
2. Jack wishes it were a fine day today.
3. Biology is easier for me than chemistry.
4. Robert makes his living by flying.
5. My brother likes nothing better than to go swimming.
6. Bob is doing well in his studies.
7. Rose put off visiting her aunt until her son Peter finished his exams.
8. I have no idea where Linda lives.
9. At the last minute, Bill remembered to pick up his passport.
10. One is never too old to learn.
Two. Directions. You'll hear a passage. It will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and supply the missing words. Some people have good memories and can easily learn quite long poems by heart. There are other people who can only remember things which have been repeated to them many times. The famous English writer Charles Dickens said that he could walk down any long street in London and then tell you the name of every shop he had passed. A good memory is a great help in learning a language. Everyone learns his or her own language by remembering what he or she hears in childhood days. And children who live abroad with their parents seem to learn 2 languages easily at the same time. But it is not so easy to learn a second language in school because the pupils have little chance to hear and speak the language out of class. What's more, they are busy with other subjects. Some people have good memories and can easily learn quite long poems by heart. There are other people who can only remember things which have been repeated to them many times. The famous English writer Charles Dickens said that he could walk down any long street in London and then tell you the name of every shop he had passed. A good memory is a great help in learning a language. Everyone learns his or her own language by remembering what he or she hears in childhood days. And children who live abroad with their parents seem to learn 2 languages easily at the same time. But it is not so easy to learn a second language in school because the pupils have little chance to hear and speak the language out of class. What's more, they are busy with other subjects. Some people have good memories and can easily learn quite long poems by heart. There are other people who can only remember things which have been repeated to them many times. The famous English writer Charles Dickens said that he could walk down any long street in London and then tell you the name of every shop he had passed. A good memory is a great help in learning a language. Everyone learns his or her own language by remembering what he or she hears in childhood days. And children who live abroad with their parents seem to learn two languages easily at the same time. But it is not so easy to learn a second language in school because the pupils have little chance to hear and speak the language out of class. What's more, they are busy with other subjects.
Part B.
Directions. You're going to hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you've heard. Then mark your answer.
1. When is Eric coming?
Well, it's 10:30 now. I think he'll come in 50 minutes.
When will Eric arrive?
2. What does Jack do for a living?
He sells vegetables and fruits in his store.
Who is Jack?
3. I thought you were planning to take the psychology course.
I was, but I spoke to the student's advisor, and he talked me out of it.
What did the student's advisor do?
4. Are you going to buy a color TV?
Hardly. A color TV is beyond my means.
What does the man mean?
5. Are you doing anything tonight?
There's supposed to be a good movie on Channel 8.
What does the man mean?
6. You look cold and tired. How about a cup of tea?
That's just what the doctor ordered.
What does the man mean?
7. Would you like to stop for a rest now?
We're almost at the top of the hill.
What does the woman want to do?
8. We're going to the cafeteria now. Are you coming?
I'm waiting for a phone call.
What does the man imply?
9. Does Tom still smoke?
I haven't seen him smoke since the baby was born.
What does the woman imply?
10. If it hadn't been raining so hard, I might have been home by 9.
Too bad you didn't make it. Sally was here to see you.
What can you infer from the conversation? Part C.
Directions. You're going to hear 3 short passages. Each will be read twice. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. After you hear the question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark your answer. Passage 1.
People differ in their points of view on time. If an American from the North makes an appointment with someone in an office, such as a professor, a manager, or an official, for 11 a.m., he will probably arrive at the office earlier, maybe about 5 minutes before 11. He will tell the secretary that he has arrived for the 11 o'clock appointment and will wait. The American will wait comfortably for 5 or 10 minutes. But after 10 minutes, he will become uncomfortable and a little annoyed. On the other hand, if a Latin American makes an appointment with someone for 11 a.m., he may not arrive in the office until 11:15 or 11:20. He will not be surprised if he has to wait until 11:45. The idea of what is early and what is late differs from culture to culture.
Now listen again.
People differ in their points of view on time. If an American from the North makes an appointment with someone in an office, such as a professor, a manager, or an official, for 11 a.m., he will probably arrive at the office earlier, maybe about 5 minutes before 11. He will tell the secretary that he has arrived for the 11 o'clock appointment and will wait. The American will wait comfortably for 5 or 10 minutes. But after 10 minutes, he will become uncomfortable and a little annoyed. On the other hand, if a Latin American makes an appointment with someone for 11 a.m., he may not arrive in the office until 11:15 or 11:20. He will not be surprised if he has to wait until 11:45. The idea of what is early and what is late differs from culture to culture.
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 1. Which of the following is true according to the passage?
Question number 2. Which of the following would be the best title for the passage? Passage 2.
A smartly dressed man entered a famous jewelry shop one day. He explained that he wished to buy a pearl for his wife's birthday. The price didn't matter, since business had been particularly good for him that year. After examining a number of beautiful and expensive pearls, he chose an excellent black one that cost $5,000. He paid for the pearl in cash and left. A few days later, the man returned and said that his wife had liked the pearl so much that she wanted another one just like it. It had to be exactly the same. Can you possibly give me any advice on how to get such a pearl? Asked the man. The jeweler regretfully replied, I would say it's almost impossible to find one like that pearl. The millionaire insisted that the jeweler advertise in the newspaper and offered $25,000 for the matching pearl. Many people answered the ad, but nobody had a pearl that was just right. Just when the jeweler had given up hope, a little old lady came into the store. To his amazement, she pulled the perfect pearl from her handbag. I don't like to part with it, she said sadly. I inherited it from my mother, and my mother inherited it from hers. But I really need the money. The jeweler was quick to pay the old woman before she changed her mind. Then he called the millionaire's hotel to tell him the good news. The millionaire, however, was nowhere to be found.
Now listen again.
A smartly dressed man entered a famous jewelry shop one day. He explained that he wished to buy a pearl for his wife's birthday. The price didn't matter, since business had been particularly good for him that year. After examining a number of beautiful and expensive pearls, he chose an excellent black one that cost $5,000. He paid for the pearl in cash and left. A few days later, the man returned and said that his wife had liked the pearl so much that she wanted another one just like it. It had to be exactly the same. Can you possibly give me any advice on how to get such a pearl? Asked the man. The jeweler regretfully replied, I would say it's almost impossible to find one like that pearl. The millionaire insisted that the jeweler advertise in the newspaper and offered $25,000 for the matching pearl. Many people answered the ad, but nobody had a pearl that was just right. Just when the jeweler had given up hope, a little old lady came into the store. To his amazement, she pulled the perfect pearl from her handbag. I don't like to part with it, she said sadly. I inherited it from my mother, and my mother inherited it from hers, but I really need the money. The jeweler was quick to pay the old woman before she changed her mind. Then he called the millionaire's hotel to tell him the good news. The millionaire, however, was nowhere to be found.
Questions 3-6 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 3. Why did the smartly dressed man come to the jewelry shop one day?
Question number 4. Which of the following was of no importance to the man?
Question number 5. What did the old lady take to the jewelry shop?
Question number 6. How much did the shop lose in the deal? Passage 3.
In Britain, you're allowed to drive a car when you're 17. You have to get a special 2-year driving license before you can start. When you're learning, someone with a full license always has to be in the car with you because you aren't allowed to drive the car on the road alone. You don't have to go to a driving school. A friend can teach you. The person with you isn't allowed to take money for the lesson unless he's got a teacher's license. Before you're allowed to have a full license, you have to take a driving test. You can take a test in your own car, but it has to be fit for the road. In the test, you have to drive round for about half an hour and then answer a few questions. If you don't pass the test, you're allowed to take it again a few weeks later if you want to. In 1970, a woman passed her 40th test after 212 driving lessons. When you've passed your test, you don't have to take it again, and you're allowed to go on driving as long as you like, if you're healthy. Britain's oldest driver was a man who drove in 1974 at the age of 100. Before 1904, everyone was allowed to drive, even children. Then from 1904, car drivers had to have a license, but they didn't have to take a test until 1935. in the early days of car driving, before 1878, cars weren't allowed to go faster than 4 miles an hour, and someone had to lead the car with a red flag.
Now listen again.
In Britain, you're allowed to drive a car when you're 17. You have to get a special 2-year driving license before you can start. When you're learning, someone with a full license always has to be in the car with you because you aren't allowed to drive the car on the road alone. You don't have to go to a driving school. A friend can teach you. The person with you isn't allowed to take money for the lesson unless he's got a teacher's license. Before you're allowed to have a full license, you have to take a driving test. You can take a test in your own car, but it has to be fit for the road. In the test, you have to drive round for about half an hour and then answer a few questions. If you don't pass the test, you're allowed to take it again a few weeks later if you want to. In 1970, a woman passed her 40th test after 212 driving lessons. When you've passed your test, you don't have to take it again, and you're allowed to go on driving as long as you like, if you're healthy. Britain's oldest driver was a man who drove in 1974 at the age of 100. Before 1904, everyone was allowed to drive, even children. Then from 1904, car drivers had to have a license, but they didn't have to take a test until 1935. In the early days of car driving, before 1878, cars weren't allowed to go faster than 4 miles an hour, and someone had to lead the car with a red flag.
Questions 7 to 10 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 7. Which of the following is not necessary for a young man who wants to drive alone?
Question number 8. What must a person do in the driving test?
Question number 9. Which of the following is mentioned in the passage?
Question number 10. What is this passage mainly about?
This is the end of the test.
End of the tape.